I disagree with the lawyers all the time. All the time, I think you have to maximize protest as much as possible. And I've seen it work many times. The judges, whether you piss them off or not, they feel they have to do this or that strategically for the system. You know what I mean? But I understand lawyers think they're going to maneuver their way through the system with their legal arguments and all that. Well, they might not. They might lose. They lose a lot. You know? And I was a paralegal, and one thing I found is that when clearly there's like a powers lined up against you, the judges will ignore the law and rule in favor of the powers that be, the people they think can hurt them politically, behind the scenes, etc. So, I mean, I don't know. If the facts are there, I would publicize the hell out of them. That's my advice. Anyway, but we should talk about that more because that's just ridiculous. That's just horrible. Mm-hmm. How did everyone else turn out?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Because they really separate people that have...
Yeah.
I mean, even in the protest, it was a white guy who got caught up into this. Yeah.
So this puts a big chill on protest.
And it's not just, like I said, it's...
This will put a big chill on protest in Houston, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Yeah, there are members of social.
They knew it was May 1st. It happens, they just wanted to break it.
You're right. It's right wing. You go after a May 1st rally. That's a right wing thing. That's trying, like Tom was saying. That's a step towards making socialism illegal, and that's interesting because you know, we do have a branch of Socialist Alternative in Houston. I don't know if they were there or anything happened.
This particular one. Yeah. It was mostly FMLN.
Yeah, but it's really
FMLN supporters.
Really horrible. And any kind of public campaign that might come out of this, you should get in touch with Social Alternative down there, definitely. We're out of time. We're over time, actually. Thanks for listening. Any last words, Diego, Tom?
Forward to socialism.
Power to the people.
And I'll just say, remember the victories as well as the defeats. The victories are this week. Ginger Jensen campaign, Ginger Jensen helping to lead along with Socialist Alternative, the $15 minimum wage victory in Minneapolis, and also the victory of the Jobstown protesters going free, being declared innocent for just protesting. I don't know why I have to be declared anything, but so you've been listening to Socialist Alternative Radio, talk and music from a working class democratic socialist perspective. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you in 2 weeks. We're here on every other Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And you are listening to WMFO Medford or WMFO in Medford. And we'll go out with a song by Steve Early called Jerusalem.
And whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
You still keep me locked to your shadow. when no one else sees all the marks that you left on me are fading away, but I'm still here trying to find something new while I'm stuck here following you like a fool. Oh, oh, oh. I don't mean to state the obvious, and I know you don't see what all the fuss is. When the options are torture or hell, I'll take the beating, knowing at least you are well. And yes, I do have trouble letting go, but now I've given up all my control. And how will I get out from under your roof? Never release the fool. But it's not fair and it's not right. You get comfort in someone else's arms, then you come home to me. I get loneliness, I get nothing but the fact that you're alive and I'm the selfish one. No, I am the tracks. I have no solution, you'll never budge. I've got to find something new, get out of here, and stop shadowing you like a fool.
the traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit EnergySavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too. Like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at EnergySavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I ain't never loved you. least I wish someone would moan.
Some lies, I'm not kidding. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Your game, drive me insane, trouble's gone.